Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boots Poffenberger. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Boots Poffenberger. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of White. Hale reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Poffenberger covering, for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill bunts in front of the plate. Bolton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kroner moves to third. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kroner scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Solter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Geringer goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Bob Feller. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Two outs. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Poffenberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Poffenberger reaches second base with a double. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. White reaches second base with a double. Poffenberger scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Croner moves to second. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Solters hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of White. Hale reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bolton for a passed ball. Hale moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Hale scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan moves to third. Heving moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Poffenberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poffenberger moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Hale moves to second. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hebbing reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Hale scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Jake Wade now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Greenberg scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Bolton moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Bolton moves to third. Owen moves to second. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Jake Wade. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.